Philadelphia Society of Osteopathy.
Thank you. Now I can introduce Mr. Thorpe to present his paper on law and reason of prostate void.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present the early results of an audit of transurethral section of the prostate, which has been performed over the northern region. The audit period spanned 8 months, starting on the 1st of April 1991 and ending on the 31st of November. 12 out of 16 separate hospital sites within the northern region were included. One of these sites was a teaching hospital. The remaining 11 sites were a mixture of large and small district general hospitals. The northern region audit preceded the national audit and was presented by and its data collection differed from it in that all notes were reviewed at 3 months by using a standard pro forma independently by two clinical coordinators, and so it was not dependent upon self-reporting by medical staff at each site. And all medical staff at each site knew what data would be collected before the audit started. We have obviously collected a lot of data from the audit, and today I'm presenting the initial early results. Our main aims initially have been to assess mortality and major morbidity arising from TURD within the northern region, and assessing also the inter-site variation for this. In our assessment of major morbidity, we have included a return to theatre, a post-operative blood transfusion of more than 2 units of blood, and the development of post-operative sepsis. We have also assessed written evidence in the notes of counselling for retrograde ejaculation. In our further assessment of mortality and major morbidity, we have classified consultants into 3 types. General surgeons with an interest in urology, district general hospital urologists, and teaching hospital urologists. We have also looked at the effect of volume on mortality and major morbidity by comparing sites where fewer than 100 cases were performed during the audit period to sites where more than 100 cases were performed. And we have also examined the effect upon mortality of both admission type and histology. During the audit period, 1,431 operations were performed, and of these, 1,396 were TURP. The mean patient age was 71 years, and the mean weight resected was 27 grams. The percentage of patients who were put into the audit varied from 4 to 35% site to site. This shows the early post-operative mortality, and we've defined early mortality as occurring at less than 30 days. The mean overall early mortality was 0.9%, and the inter-site variation for this ranged from 0 to 3.8%. The late post-operative mortality, and we have defined this as death occurring between 30 and 90 days, was a mean of 3.7% for the region as a whole, and the inter-site variation for this range from 1.7% to 6.8%. I'm pleased to say that there were no differences in mortality rates when looking at the various classifications of consultants. The early mortality for elective admission is 0.4%, and this was found to be significantly lower than the early mortality rate for emergency admissions, which were 2.4%, some 6 times higher. The late mortality rate for elective admissions was 2.9%, and this again was significantly less than the late mortality rate for emergency admissions, which was 6.1%. Examining the effect of histological type, the early mortality for patients with benign prostatic hypertrophy was 0.3%. And this was significantly less than the early mortality for those patients who had prostate cancer, which was 2.9%, almost 10 times greater. The late mortality rate for benign disease was 1.7%, and again, this was significantly less than the late mortality for patients with prostate cancer, which was some four times higher at 8.4%. A mean of 2% of patients were returned to theatre across the northern region after TURP, and this ranged from 0 to 7.5%. A mean of 2.4% of patients received a blood transfusion of greater than 2 units across the region, and again this ranged from 0 to 6.6% across the region. A mean of 8% of patients developed post-operative sepsis, and we have classified patients as having developed post-operative sepsis if they have developed 2 out of 3 of the following: a temperature of greater than 38 degrees Celsius, ribald, or a positive blood culture. The range for this was 0 to 16.9% across the region. You may have noted over the last 3 slides that several of the sites have had a 0% registered, and we certainly feel that in a couple of these sites this was probably due to poor notes keeping rather than a true 0%. This slide shows the cumulative percent of early mortality and major morbidity. The dark areas on the slide, the dark areas on each bar at the bottom represent the early mortality rate. The hatched areas represent return to theatre. The white areas represent blood transfusion of greater than 2 units, and the hatched areas represent patients developing post-operative sepsis. It is expressed as a percentage of patients. The bar on the left side represents those sites who performed more than 100 cases during the audit period. There were 5 of these sites, and in total 928 operations were performed over the 5 sites. This bar on the right-hand side represents those sites where less than 100 cases were performed during the 8-month audit period. There were 7 of these sites, and they performed a total of 468 operations. When we looked at the cumulative percentage mortality and major morbidity, it was found to be significantly less in those sites performing more than 100 operations compared to those sites performing less than 100 operations during the audit period. In a mean of 30% of patients across the region, there was written evidence of counselling for retrograde ejaculation, and this varied from 0 to just under 71%. We found that patients who were significantly younger, we found patients who were counselled for retrograde ejaculation were significantly younger, but we also found that marital status did not seem to have an effect on whether they were counselled for retrograde ejaculation or not. In summary, Mr. Chairman, the overall mortality rate for benign disease, the TURP, over the northern region was 0.3%, and this compares very well with the large published series from America. But we did find large inter-site variations for both mortality and major morbidity rates. We also demonstrated that mortality and major morbidity rates were significantly higher in sites treating fewer than 100 patients compared with sites treating more than 100 patients. So we feel there may be a volume effect. This difference could not be explained by the distribution of either histological types or admission types between the sites that had less than 100 cases and those that had more than 100 cases. We did find, however, that histological type and admission type overall had a significant adverse effect on mortality. And overall, we feel that written evidence of counselling for retrograde ejaculation was poor and was not acceptable. Thank you.